Welcome to the Rugged Gospel Podcast, a lifestyle podcast where we have conversations about some of the biggest topics and challenges facing Christianity today. My desire is that you use these conversations to spark one of your own with somebody else, creating an atmosphere of openness and change that can all start through a conversation. For more information on the Rugged Gospel, visit us on our website at theruggedgospel.com and follow us on our social media at The Rugged Gospel. And with that, here's this week's episode. Welcome to another episode of The Rugged Gospel. Today we're going to be talking about the pursuit of happiness. And I'll start with this. Did you know that the Lord wants His people to be happy? I know you probably are thinking about it and you're like, of course He wants us to be happy, right? Now the word most used for happy in the Bible is the word blessed, right? Depending on how it's used. Blessed can also mean like adored, but it also means happy, right? And again and again in the Word of God talks about how His people should be blessed people, happy people, right? The difficulty is that so many people today are searching for happiness, but they look in the wrong places, whether it's money, success, education, relationships, a pill, a drink, right? Even ministry, thinking that they're just going to find full and complete joy in those things. But the Lord provides a spiritual prescription that will put His people on the right path towards happiness. A path that doesn't require us to run to those in some unfulfilling directions, right? And for example, in Psalms 34:8 says, "Oh, taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed or happy is the man that trusteth Him." And again in Psalms 84:12, says, "O Lord of hosts, blessed or happy is the man who trusteth in thee." You see what he says? There is happiness to be found for the individual who turns to the Lord and puts his trust in God, right? That's the foundation right there. Instead of me having to go to all these different directions looking for what I am missing in my life, the very first step to happiness, the basis for that elusive condition, right? It starts with me being secure and feeling safe and trusting in our Creator, which is Jesus. I wanted to explain to you two kinds of happiness, right? So we'll start with one that's a temporary happiness. This comes to us when the circumstances are just right, when everything's going right, everything is pleasant, and we are free of troubles, right? And all we know, this can never last, right? Circumstances can change really in an instant, right? We can go from the best beginning of the year to maybe the worst, right? Happiness can evaporate so quickly. If we are really truthful, even in ideal circumstances, happiness can be missing. We can still be troubled within. We are still unsettled about our future and our finances or our relationships. Something eludes us, right? And happy moments we experience still sometimes feel and fall short of what we long for deep within, right? The first type of happiness is only temporary and shallow. It always disappears, and that desire for true happiness still remains, right? And there is happiness that comes from God. It is happiness that really lasts. It brings an inner peace regardless of the circumstances. No matter what the situation or difficult circumstance is that we are facing, and we all face them, true happiness remains. In fact, it can even grow stronger in adversity. The happiness through Jesus is contentment that fills our soul. Even if the eyes are filled with tears sometimes, true happiness is not based on success or failure, wealth or poverty, fame or obscurity. As we journey with Jesus, we will learn what He thought on true happiness. You cannot also put a price on a soul, right? Money and possessions cannot add one second to your life. Once we have died, our earthly possessions hold no value to us anymore. They are worthless. Right? We come into the world with no possessions and we leave in the same way that we came. we must find happiness and contentment in what we can take with us when our soul is required of us, right? This is why we must find true happiness and contentment apart from our earthly possessions, our earthly relationships, or all the earthly things, right? I'm not saying those things aren't going to be part of that happiness, but above all of those, God is, right? God has declared the value of an eternal soul, which is His life. For us to be rich towards God, we must put the same value on our soul and place it in His hands. We give ourselves fully to Him, putting Him and His life above all else, right? The Apostle Paul expressed how to be rich toward God in this way in Colossians 3, 1 through 5. And it says, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with Him in glory." So what are some things that maybe rob us from true happiness, right? It is very difficult to experience true happiness while we are anxious and have no peace, right? There are so many things that can make us anxious. Finance, health, family, a busy program, your staff, work, the list continues on, your relationships, there's so many different things, right? And we spend so much of our time worrying also about the past. The past has so much to do with this, guys. What we did or didn't do, and how we did it, or even how we said it, right? Did they really mean that, right? I hope they didn't take this the wrong way. Our mind goes on and on about the things of the past, right? We also spend our time being anxious about the future. What's going to happen next? Am I going to be able to have this? Am I going to be able to reach that goal that I set for myself? But we seem to spend very little time living in peace right now, right? True happiness is when we are not living and dwelling on the past or being anxious about the future, but being able to enjoy the now. Through Jesus Christ, the peace of God can guard our heart, having a relationship with that living God. And the only genuine way to remove anxiety, right? Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." He has opened a way for us to know God and receive the life of God, right? He says that He will never leave us nor forsake us, right? God can forgive and restore the past. So why be anxious about the past? Let God heal and let God restore. God knows the future, right? So we can confidently trust our tomorrow to Him. There is no need to be anxious about the future that we have no control over, right? Philippians 4, 4 through 7 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Again, I will say rejoice, right? "Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." Jesus lived His time on earth fully as a man. As God, He limited Himself to all the emotion, right? Pain and feelings that every human experiences, right? He trusted fully on the life of God. Father, He experienced tiredness and hunger and thirst and sorrow and betrayal. Yet He was never anxious. He was at peace. He knew that His life was in His Father's hand. If we are in the hand of the all-knowing, all-seeing, and all-powerful God, we have the recipe for peace and true happiness, right? Why would we be anxious? We can receive the same life and live as sons of God. Through prayer, we can bear whatever situation we are in to be content. Sometimes in life, we will have abundance and at other times we may be in real need, right? Yet through Christ, we can be strengthened, be at peace, and be genuinely happy experiencing the joy of the Lord, right? One false belief and the advice that a lot of people give is to look after number one, right? Because if you don't put yourself first, no one else will. Jesus again contradicts this. It says in Matthew 10:39, "He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it." Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each according to his works," right? Nature also teaches us this, right? For a tree to bear fruit, right, its seed first goes into the ground and dies, right? The fruit bears is not for itself, but it's a gift to all who will partake of that fruit, right? New life and abundant fruit is really the result of the seed going into the ground and dying, right? Jesus teaches us that if we try to put ourselves first and look after number one, right, which is ourselves, then there will be no fruit of happiness, right? But if we will deny ourselves for Christ, we will find abundant life in Christ. Jesus said, "I have come that you might have life and have it in abundance," right? This abundant life that Jesus spoke of is his life from above, a life of joy in him, in Christ. Another thing that I wanted to mention, be a good cheer. Be a good cheer. It's a statement that Jesus made on several occasions. One of the occasions was to do with finding joy in a world of conflict and sorrow. He thought that he had overcome those pressures of the world that rob and destroy and found peace and joy, right? He thought that it was possible for his followers to also overcome through prayer and the enabling presence and life of the Holy Spirit, right? John 16:22 says, "Therefore, you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you." John 16:33 says, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be a good cheer. I have overcome the world," right? On another occasion, Jesus says, "Be a good cheer. Your sins are forgiven." Forgiveness of sins would be the most important reality for true joy and happiness. Why? Because sin robs us of peace. Sin brings guilt and it brings shame, right? Sin leaves our soul in darkness. Sin stands in the way of open relating, right? Sin separates us from God. We have no power or capacity to forgive and remove our own sin. No man can forgive sin. Only Jesus can forgive our sin. He came to earth that he might take away the sin of the world, right? Christ died for our sins. Happy is the person whose sins are forgiven and God has removed all record of sinful deeds, right? All record. He does that. God is that type of God that he forgives. He says that he throws him into the depths of the sea, right? We're not like God. We don't do that all the time. We keep a lot of these things. We keep all these things and hold them against other people, right? Their sins and their guilt and the things from the past. We should be more like God. But Jesus invites you to come confessing your sins to him and accepting that it was your sin that he bore on that cross, to turn to him, to call on him to be your Lord and receive his life and his Holy Spirit. So with that, guys, I just want to remind you to seek true happiness that only comes from God. It's not going to come from people. It's not going to come from things. It can only come through Jesus Christ. So before you seek everything else, seek Him. He will add those things that you need. Sometimes they're tough, right? And if I'm being honest with you, right, I go through my things in life as well, right? As I'm recording this on this Sunday evening with some rain in the background, that is very relaxing, by the way. I think back and I think of the now and the things I'm going through. And it's not easy. It's not easy to be happy when you're going through something. But in God, we can be happy knowing that He will take care of all things if we just give ourselves fully to Him. So I invite you to give yourself fully to Him today. And I invite you to seek Him in prayer, in His word. There's so much wisdom in His word. And whatever you're going through, there's something for you in there. So this week, guys, be blessed. Find true happiness in God. God bless you, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to The Rugged Gospel. I want to thank you all so much for all the stars and reviews and all your support this far. If you haven't, please leave us a review and a rating, which helps the podcast grow and be more visible to people. Make sure to follow us on Instagram for all announcements, and please comment. We'd love to hear from you. And lastly, we're so excited to announce that we are now on YouTube. Please go and subscribe to the channel. The link will be listed below. Thank you all again, and we'll see you on another episode of The Rugged Gospel.